I'll tell you what, for a slightly inebriated person, there's not many options to go out and get something to eat in the capital city of our fair country, England. I'm wandering, I don't know where I'm wandering actually. I'm wandering where I am. I'm underneath what looks like the Shard, a very large vertical building site, which is fat at the bottom and thin at the top. I'm sure that's exactly how the architect explained what he was planning to build and what it would look like for a very long period of time. Stainer Street, if you sat with an A to Z. If you sat with an A to Z at this time of night on a Saturday night, you don't have enough satellite channels, if you know what I mean. I've had a really interesting day at The Guardian. The South by Southwest hack day. And surrounded by people that, if you weren't familiar with geeks, coding, and all the magic that they can perform with the twitching of their fingers, you'd think it was a bit weird. But right now, I'm surrounded by latex-clad, very skinny men wearing gas masks and strange contact lenses that make them look like lizards. Which, for me, being a village boy, he says, running across the road trying not to die horribly, is a little bit freaky. So where am I? Heading to Sizemore's house, looking for street signs that will tell me, there's a bicycle route here, saying Bermondsey. So I know I'm heading the right way, and I'm looking forward to seeing Mike, even though it's like a drunk person rocking up after the hotel's closed, hoping that the porter is awake. Actually, what am I talking about? It's nothing like that. Mike doesn't actually sleep. I'm sure that he carries on writing while semi-conscious. I've just looked at that sign that said Bermondsey this way, and I'm thinking that it was actually twisted, like my mind, and is taking me down the wrong road. Nevertheless, the last time I looked at my phone, it said 14 minutes away, and there is nothing that sells greasy food in a tray between here and where I'm going. By the looks of things, never seen the Greenwood Theatre before in my life. I'm walking past it now. I think I've gone the wrong way. I'm going to keep on going. Yeah, it's been really interesting. It's interesting seeing Glynwyntle work. You know, I've been doing my best to feed ideas, and he just headphones on, coding away. A lot of coders are actually working in a similar fashion. They code, head down, lost in stuff that to the untrained eye looks like a completely different language. It is. It's a programming language, I guess. And then they can make weird stuff happen. Really think I'll take it for granted. It's been great to see people in the casual weekend work environment and the pub environment. Jemima Kish and the clan. They look like they really enjoy their job, and they look like they're really passionate about where they work and what they do. And so it's been a very enjoyable day, and it's nice to be invited to come to projects like this. And yeah, it's kind of hard being away from the family at the weekend, but it's rewarding at the same time. And I'm getting to meet some really interesting people from all over the world. Talking mostly about Norway tonight, and happy from Italy and France, and come from all four corners to share ideas and concepts and projects that the Guardian and other newspapers can use and utilize, and your average man on the street, the blogger, the citizen journalists, whatever you want to call them, can find new ways of sharing and creating stories and storylines. It's nice that this kind of creative space has been made and you put these kind of minds all in one space. And to give you an example, there are hundreds of people that seem to tweet at The Guardian. But today, Twitter, or the calls to Twitter, I don't know the technical term for it, through the Guardian's system, meant that the whole system just shut down so much. There were so many calls going out, and these weren't API calls, these were actual tweets and communications going out from the few rooms that we were in, that showed there was a lot of chatting going on in amongst all of the coding. So these are very, very active manipulators of this thing we call the internet. I've got to another junction. I'm going to say cheerio, good night. My next communication may be from Chateau Sizemore. I'm going to have to check the map for fear of wandering down some very strange South London alleyway.